sitting here with the seniors of the Mars Hill women's soccer team, Alyssa Dino, Samantha Pio, Claire Witt, and Natasha Castellano. Ladies, how are you doing today?
Good. It's a little chilly.
A little chilly, right? We're at kind of the midway point in November. Fall's quickly transitioning into winter, and as we speak of fall, the 2019 fall season has come to an end. Let's take a moment to reflect back on that. Samantha, if you want to start, kind of give us your thoughts, and then whoever wants to jump in afterwards, we'll go from there. But Sam, what do you think of the 2019 season?
Honestly, I think our results didn't reflect our team as a whole. I think coming in preseason, we did a really good job, and I felt confident. I know a lot of people felt confident in our players and our team in general. So, like I said, the results don't show it, but I felt like we had a really strong team. I felt like we were all really close friends, and that helped us get through the losses. So, overall, I think it was a good season for building for the future. It's just sad that we didn't get the results that we wanted.
Natasha, I want to ask you real quick, serving as a captain as well on this team, Samantha just mentioned quickly about kind of feeling more tight-knit this year. When we do inside line football with Coach Clifton, we get some of the football players in there, and they talk specifically about how the new Ammons Fieldhouse has brought that team together. Do you feel the same way about this building in regards to your team, or what do you think were kind of those differences to bring the team closer together this year?
Well, I think this building was like a significance mostly to the people that came from the last building from Chambers, because we were able to see what we had before, and we became so grateful for what we were given. And what Sam did say was true, like, we are such a tight-knit group. That locker room is amazing, so we were able to have so many more things in the locker room than we used to. And especially with the season, it didn't reflect, because we have such a young group, so hopefully in the coming years they are able to develop more as a unit.
And Claire, this is only your second year here, so you're kind of the newbie to the team, more or less. You know, you had the 1 year in Chambers compared to these guys that, you know, essentially their whole career was there. But let's talk about when you transferred over to Mars Hill and kind of how quickly acclimated you became with this team, and what were some of the key steps into that?
Yeah, the girls were just so welcoming, and it was awesome because I feel like I got to prove myself on the field, and then they instantly welcomed me, and I just feel really close to them. And then going from Chambers over to here was just like a pretty amazing process to get here, and then I felt even closer with the girls this year. So it was just, it's pretty amazing how they welcomed me so quickly in just 2 years.
And I think during the senior day read, if I'm not mistaken, you were selected by your peers as a team captain as well for this year. So, I mean, that does go certainly a long way in terms of what you brought to this squad as well. We'll touch about team chemistry here in a little bit, but jumping back to results, let's talk about senior day. Obviously, the most maybe important day for you guys, you know, that last home game here at the at Mir Stadium. And Alyssa Dino here, been quiet a little bit, but really played a superstar in that contest. 2 goals, including the game winner with about, what, 1.5 minutes left, somewhere around there. Let's talk about what that meant to you, especially on senior day, to get those goals and more importantly, get that team that W.
Well, not having scored all 4 years here until then, it was a little frustrating, but senior night, as every other game should be as important, senior game finally hit me personally. And realizing it's almost over, and when it happened, it was like the greatest feeling ever on the field that I felt here in my 4 years.
So you could certainly see in that first goal that you scored just immense relief. I mean, there was certainly that
excitement. The feeling of relief is I had like 40 pounds. I felt like I got someone lifted off my shoulder. Like, I actually felt that, like, metaphor.
You could see the relief and the excitement, and then, of course, the game winner, it was just pure elation. I mean, obviously, that's a huge goal, and especially kind of the best way to go out, especially on home field. Samantha, you also scored a goal in that contest, kind of 2 goals in the last 3 games, I think, up until that point. Claire, scoreless 45 minutes. Natasha didn't show up on the score sheet. There's nothing wrong with that because you made several huge defensive plays. You guys certainly stepped up your game. Was there any conversation between the four of you going into that contest like, hey, listen, let's just lay it all out there? Or was it kind of, this is just another game and let's go?
In the beginning of the game, we always just huddle up. And we do like a team talk before, but when the 11 players that start are on that field, we get pretty deep, and that day we just basically said, let's have fun. Like, let's not think about anything else.
Senior
like,
night, like,
let's
have
do
fun.
This. Yeah, let's do
and
this
I think
for
it
each
really
other.
Hit the team, too, that, like, we're all gone after this. Like, they didn't realize till that night, and then everyone just came together, and we just were one. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yeah. Now, just, you never want to reflect on a negative on such a nice night, but you guys went up 2-0 early in the second half, and then two quick goals after that. Was there any sense of, I don't say dread, but what was the feeling after the game was back to even?
Oh, I was so mad. I like hit the floor. I was so angry.
Yeah.
I think there was just a sense of frustration because all of our families were there. Everyone was supporting us, and you can feel the atmosphere in the stadium that night. Like, everyone was so hyped for us, and especially since it was such a physical game, mm-hmm. and a lot of cards were given, and it wasn't what we wanted. We obviously wanted a clean sheet, but at the end we did get the result. So
I think when we went up, it was finally like we all got that sense of relief. We were like, okay, today's our day, you know? And then we fell into a trap that we've been in the whole season.
Yeah.
And that's what we all probably felt right away when those two goals went in. Like, and they were pretty sudden, like they were back to back. So it was just like, wow, this again, you know?
Yeah.
And then so that game winner was like, amazing.
Because we were all overtime.
All of us were like, oh, overtime,
my
overtime.
Legs are dead. I was thinking, if we have to go into overtime, that extra fitness that we would do in practice those days, we're gonna step in for that.
Yeah.
But I was like, please no.
Well, and it's funny you mention overtime because against Tusculum the
year
previous, double
mm-hmm.
overtime,
yeah.
and
yeah,
all
Paige,
you know, senior,
Paige.
Yeah, Paige Thompson with the game winner, but. Yeah, coming away with that victory was huge and certainly was a ton of fun to see and watch up there because, you know, watching these games throughout the year, you do see the effort. You do see it going your way. It's just, unfortunately, some goals here or there, you know, were really the difference between several different results. But to see you guys come away with that one and to battle back as you did was a huge plus and want to give a little applause for you guys. It was a great senior day for sure. We talked about senior day athletically, but let's talk about as your time comes to an end here on campus as a student as well. Sam, we spoke right before we recorded. You're graduating in December, correct?
Yes.
What are your plans, if you have any, currently lined up once you walk across that stage?
Honestly, I just want to jump into the work life. I actually have some things lined up with Coca-Cola. I also have put in some things here at the university. So I'm just basically throwing my cards out there and seeing where life takes me. I could see a master's or anything in the future, but I definitely want to see the direction I want to go before I make that decision and get locked into school because I kind of want to understand how the real world works.
And certainly have quite an internship, if I'm not mistaken, working with President Tony Floyd. How's that been?
It's awesome. I've learned a lot, and just to be alongside him, it's a great honor.
So, and let's kind of go around the room here. Claire, we'll go Claire, mm-hmm. Natasha, Alyssa, what do you guys have planned for the spring once you guys walk
graduating.
Across the stage?
Graduating. And then I have an internship lined up in the spring where I'll be working with a health company, helping design their packaging and their tables to sell their product. And then I'm hoping possibly that could turn into a job, but otherwise I think I'm taking a year off and then I'm going to get my master's in graphic design.
Excellent. Natasha?
In the spring, I'm looking to do my internship. I think I'm still working out what it's going to entail, but basically it's going to be getting people involved with the election coming up in the fall, getting people registered and informed about what candidates they want to do, and then obviously after graduation, I will probably look to go to grad school, but still looking, still just trying to figure it out.
Alyssa, how about yourself?
Well, I still have two more semesters after next spring because I changed my major to social work, which has been one of the greatest things here for me. And I'm currently in an internship now. I'll be doing an internship over Christmas break with Child Protective Services, and do plan on doing my master's after I graduate.
That's excellent. Sounds like you guys have quite a bit of success lined up after Mars Hill as well.
We hope so.
Yeah, right, fingers crossed. Let's talk about jumping back to the field here. Over your 4 years, Claire, you're two here. Some of your favorite memories that you've had, let's say on the field, and then some that maybe you guys had off the field as a team. We'll start on the field. Whoever wants to go first.
On the field, you mentioned the Tusculum game winner from Paige last season and this season. I think just every time we've played Tusculum, it's been a really close game, like whether they're scoring in the last minute or we're scoring in the last minute or double overtime, and those games just really get us on our toes, and it just shows, like, our hard work. So I would say, like, almost maybe 3 out of the 4 games we've played Tusculum would be, like, my game highlights. Okay. Southern Wesleyan, I scored a game winner freshman year, and I was like, yeah, Tom God. Like, I proved myself, you know. So that was, like, a highlight. But, yeah, I think those would be mine.
I think this season, when I saved a PK against UNC Asheville, that was pretty awesome. I was really excited about that. I wish I could continue to play, but then I pulled my groin. So, but that was probably my game highlight for the season. And then off the field, sometimes our bus ride back from Queens, we were just singing and annoying everyone. It was awesome.
Yeah, I would definitely say on the field, it's probably, like, a team game winner and probably Tusculum, just because it just feels so good. But individually, probably the first time I scored, I think last year, against Newberry, just because it was a tight game and I finally scored. And off the field, I would definitely say, like, team bonding stuff, like what Claire just said, like bus trips, like singing and annoying people, the boys team, basically.
Yeah, they did not like that.
Reflecting back to the Tusculum game, knowing that we weren't going to advance like anyway, but it felt like we were playing a state championship game. Yeah. Like, that's what I felt. Mm-hmm. And even though it wasn't, like, it felt like that, so it was a really good, like, experience and feeling. And then just the relationships I've created with my teammates on and off the field have been an impact on me.
So you guys certainly did demonstrate senior leadership, you know, to its highest level this year, and we at Mars Hill thank you for everything you've done for the program and moving forward, and especially thank you for taking the time and doing this. I know, you know, the semester's winding down, things are getting a little more hectic for you guys inside the classroom. Glad we were able to get this going, but thank you guys once again. If there's any final thoughts you'd like to leave the audience with, feel free.
Just win next year, man.
Yeah. Come to the games. We need more fans. I don't want to hear from
you. Everybody, yeah, everybody, come support us. It helps, I promise.
Yeah,
it really does. We love it.
Yeah, we love it.
So, Alyssa, Sam, Claire, Natasha, thank you so much for doing this. And once again, congratulations on outstanding careers here.
Thank you.